Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance and farmland values in 2015, and all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 550 and a quarter down 7 3/4. March is 554 and a half down 7 1/4. Soft December wheat, 470 and 3/4 down 7. March, 484 and a half down 6. December corn, 318 and 3/4, now a half down 2 1/4. March, 331 down 2 1/2. May is 339 and a half down 2 1/2. And July is 347 and a quarter down 2 1/4. November soybeans are trading 909, now 908, now 909, and it's down 4 1/4. The January is 917, down 4 1/4. March, trading 926, down 3 3/4. July, 939, down 5 1/2. October soybean meal, 302.40, down 220. December's 295.90, down $3. October soybean oils, 32.63, up 36. December, 32.72, up 35. October live cattle, 161.10, up 65. December, 164.50, up 102.5. October feeders are 237.77.5, up 235. And October lean hogs are 107.35, and they're down 62.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, you have been one of the bears earliest on. I mean, I remember us having some conversations months ago about how much money futures could lose. Well, we're now down to some pretty low levels. Do you feel as though there is still some downside risk at this point?
Dave, I think everything is going to be dependent upon how hard things go to town. If we have some weather breaks in here where things can kind of get organized and harvest is more orderly, I think we're getting fairly near the bottom. If we happen to have a gut slot harvest where we've got lines presenting themselves at all the elevators, transportation gets tied up, then obviously basis is going to be vulnerable. And, you know, could we see 100 under on soybean? Sure. Hopefully not. Right now they're pretty stable at around 30 under here in central Illinois. Now other places, you know, we're up to maybe 50 under. Transportation is going to be a key in what kind of a run we can sustain it at with the weather situation the way it is. This weather coming in is probably going to allow us to catch up a little bit.
You mentioned the transportation situation, and certainly those west of us have already felt the pain of that over the wheat harvest. Do you think that transportation situation will drift further east to us?
Well, there's a lot of things going on here. We've got a lot of oil production up in the Dakota area, and a lot of the power and the crews are up there trying to transport oil out of those regions. We have barge freight running in excess of 700% right now. It seems like the rail portion of this thing has been able to keep up on the front end. I've been in the grain business a long time, and I'm here to tell you the farther we get into it, the more likely we are to have some hiccups, and, you know, freight just doesn't show up at your doorstep when you want it. And going into the year, obviously, this pipe's been pretty empty as far as corn and soybeans are concerned, so that's going to be a help. But, I mean, we're seeing some really decent yields just about everywhere. You know, corn in the mid-200s and beans anywhere from 60 to 80. So, you know, it's all depends upon how fast we're going to get this stuff harvested.
You would think that perhaps truck lines wouldn't be terrible, given that many producers who have not sold will probably store the grain.
That's another situation that's going to create a problem. With big bean yields, and I've experienced this in the past, Normally we don't have a good corn crop and a good bean crop in the same year. But we've got beans, you know, being really, really good this year. And guys, you know, that don't have stuff stored are going to try to find a home for it. They're going to try to store it. And that precipitates, that eats up corn space. I mean, it's just something, it's like a domino effect. And could it be a real problem? Yeah. And you're going to see people offering delayed prices out there. But the thing is the delayed price on corn, that corn is probably going to go somewhere on the ground. Because normally ground piles, you can't warehouse receipt that kind of thing. So, and you won't see elevators selling out delayed price either, because they just become really, really exposed on weak basis. And then, you know, once everything's put away, the basis will spring back, and then they're vulnerable to the producer selling at a higher level than what they got sold. So it's a losing proposition.
It's said that big crops get bigger, but could it be that as we get deeper into this harvest that the yields actually decline something the further west and north we go?
It could. Although, you know, just about everything I'm hearing so far where people have dipped into stuff, it's all pretty standard. I mean, we're seeing, for the most part in Illinois, we're running around 235 to 240 on dry corn, and beans are probably 65 to 75. So could they, you know, fall down a little bit? Yeah. But as a whole, I think we're going to have more than we know what to do with. And then, you know, we got South America coming up here. Once they get started planting, we'll be looking at that in February, March. So that could be a real problem also.
The next foot to drop would be the October WASDE. Your expectations?
You know, anytime you have the government involved in anything, you know, there's so many conspiracy theories out here. You know, I just don't know what to say about it other than if it comes out the way harvest is going right now, it's probably not going to be very good. We'll probably be looking at carry out on corn around $2 billion, and beans are going to be $750 million or so.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 319 and a quarter down, now 319 even down 1 3/4. March, 331 and a half down 2. May, 340 and a quarter down 1 3/4. And July at 347 and 3/4 down 1 3/4. November soybeans, 909 and a half down 3 3/4. January, 917 and a half down 3 3/4. March, 926 and a quarter down 3 1/2. And July at 940 down 4 1/2. October soybean meal, 302.30 down 2.30. October soybean oil, 32.67 up 40. October live cattle, 161, 32 and a half up 87 and a half. And October lean hogs, 107, 22 and a half, now 30, they're down 67 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.